Parwaz Playhouse calls itself the first major Pakistani-American theater company. Their next project is to stage what they call the ultimate American play, Beyond the Horizon by Eugene O'Neill, adapted to take place in their parents' homeland of Pakistan. WNYC's Janaya Williams visited the group on their first reading of the play.
In the distant stage right, the sound of waves and seagulls, Yusuf, the younger brother, looks out, an open book nearly falling out of
his
right
hand. The original play by Eugene O'Neill won the Pulitzer Prize in 1920.
Harun, the older brother, in shalwar kameez, enters unnoticed stage left.
Hey!
Set on a farm in Connecticut in the early 1900s, it's the story of two brothers, one who reads poetry and dreams of traveling to see the world, another who's content working on the family farm.
Each sunset ending over there, beyond the horizon, where I could
Both brothers make bad choices, and neither one follows his dreams. Their sibling rivalry leads them down the road of disillusionment and regret.
It's a very American play.
Imran Sheikh is an actor and one of the founders of Parwaz Playhouse.
The story really appealed to us because it's a story about seeking your own destiny in the new land, and that's exactly what our parents' generation did. And we wanted to make the play our own.
Parwaz Playhouse is a group of 8 first and second generation Pakistani Americans. Actors, playwrights, and directors, they grew up in New York and met last year working on The Domestic Crusaders, a play about a Pakistani American Muslim family.
The cast was South Asian entirely, and this was a very unique and unprecedented thing. So something sparked in me, wouldn't it be nice if we could do this all the time? And having a theater background, being an actor, I thought, theater company.
The name Parwaz comes from poet and philosopher Allama Iqbal. He is credited with the idea of creating Pakistan. Parwaz means ascension, having dominion over things, flying high.
I always say there's like a maelstrom of negative imagery out there, but it's our job to shine a light through that. And theater is a good vehicle to do that because we want to show people that we're human beings, and that's how you create understanding.
In Pakistan, there's a tradition of watching soap opera-style dramas, and of course there's Bollywood. The playwright, Imran Javed, says that Parwaz Playhouse draws from those traditions, but it doesn't feel constrained by them.
We're theater lovers who happen to be Muslim Pakistani Americans, and there's a huge hunger among non-Muslim, non-Pakistani Americans to learn about Muslims and Pakistani Americans. And so we feel like we have an audience. The world is waiting for us to do something.
The production received financial backing from Kickstarter, an online funding platform for creative projects. Support was enthusiastic, and the group raised about $1,000 more than their $3,000 goal. Previews start next month at Theater for the New City. The company says the ultimate goal is to have a brick-and-mortar home for Parwaz Playhouse. For WNYC, I'm Janaya Williams.